From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The latest development in the alleged rape by members of the Duke University men's lacrosse team is a disturbing one. Yesterday, an email sent from a player's account just an hour or so after the alleged rape was released by authorities. In the message, the writer describes in shocking detail a fictitious scenario of killing and disfiguring other strippers. Duke took swift action. The lacrosse coach, Mike Pressler, resigned. The player, Ryan McFadyen, was suspended from school, and university president Richard Broadhead met with the media to explain Duke's reaction.
It isn't only the email by any means. Don't forget, day after day in the last week, things come out, right? Things are reported, established. Some of them are perhaps rumors. Some of them are well established. It's really the accumulation of things rather than any individual thing. I will say of the email that was published today that when I read it, I was sickened.
Duke University President Richard Broadhead. North Carolina Public Radio's Jessica Jones has been covering the story from the beginning. And Jessica, Duke wasted no time once the email became public in taking action. You've got a sense of the reaction from around campus. Do people think Duke has done the right thing?
I think many students do feel that Duke has done the right thing. They felt that Mike Pressler's resignation was the right message to send last night.
And in addition to his resignation and the player's suspension, President Broadhead has formed a number of committees to look into some of the underlying questions that have arisen about campus life and culture around sports teams. Tell us a little bit about those.
Right. Well, President Broadhead is forming five different committees to take a look at various elements of the response to this. And one of them will specifically look at the Duke administration's response to everything that's happened. The university was criticized for acting a little bit too slowly, and so that's going to be investigated. They'll also look into the culture of Duke's men's lacrosse team, and they're also going to examine Duke's judicial process for students to see if there are more elements of the honor code that should be incorporated into campus life.
You've also spoken with one of the attorneys for the players, Joe Cheshire. Here's some of what he had to say.
Is it gross? Yes. Are there, again, societal and moral issues to be discussed here? Yes. But was there a sexual rape in that house that night? I believe that the evidence will show that there categorically was not.
And that's Joe Cheshire. He's one of the defense attorneys in the case. But one of the other defense attorneys, Bob Ekstrand, went even farther in a published statement. Ekstrand said that the email is proof that no sexual assault took place. He says that the message demonstrates that, and this is a quote, demonstrates that its writer is completely unaware that any act or event remotely similar to what had been alleged ever occurred. Jessica, this story then would appear to be far from over. What is planned for today?
Well, today Durham police are scheduled to brief a city council meeting. That was a previously scheduled briefing, but we know that they're probably going to talk about bring the city council up to speed on what's happened in the investigation so far. And then this evening on the campus of NC Central University, student government leaders have planned a forum on race and class. That's this evening at NC Central.
All right, Jessica, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jessica Jones is a reporter for North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.